This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alistair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today, we're recalling an odd moment in the life of Colombia's king of cocaine, Pablo Escobar. According to his son, Juan Pablo, when the family was once holed up in one of Escobar's hideouts in the mountains of Medellin, his father resorted to drastic measures to keep the family warm.
The hideout was unheated and without resources to start a fire. Soon, Escobar's daughter Manuela became so chilled as to fall into hypothermia. So Pablo Sr. wasted little time in dragging up the only fuel available, a stack of over $2 million, and lit the cache on fire.
Though burning money seemed unfathomable, Escobar once allegedly said, "I can replace things, but I could never replace my wife and kids."
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
For someone who had killed dozens of men in cold blood, Escobar was acutely aware of certain aspects of the sanctity of family. He and his wife had met when she was just a teenager of 13. Their choice to elope 2 years later defied her family's wishes, but proved she wanted to make their fairy tale marriage a reality.
And in the coming years, she gave birth to their two children, Juan Pablo and Manuela, who became the cherished prizes of Escobar's eye, at least when he wasn't making plush smuggling deals.
Escobar saw himself as the king of his family, in addition to the head of his business. However, his alleged belief that incinerating his own spoils was worth keeping the family warm must be taken with a grain of salt.
In truth, Escobar's loved ones were sequestered away in the rural enclave because of his nefarious drug smuggling empire. In the late 1980s through the early 90s, Escobar was wanted by the Colombian police, and a bounty was out for anyone close to him, including his family. Such dire circumstances meant that the paradise Pablo had once built for the family at Hacienda Napoles, complete with zoo animals like elephants and giraffes, was but a distant memory. Now, they had to live like outlaws in the shadows so as not to be captured, or worse, killed.
Not to mention, $2 million was more money than hundreds of Colombian families could ever dream of seeing. For Escobar to set it aflame as he fled law enforcement was an act of blatant extravagance.
Still, it wasn't completely out of the ordinary for Pablo to simply shrug off losing this kind of money. According to his brother Roberto, who served as one of the cartel's accountants, Pablo was earning so much that year, he would write off 10% of the money because the rats would eat it in storage, or it would be damaged by water or lost.
That sunken 10%, Roberto was estimating, amounted to a staggering figure. According to the UK's Independent, it was probably around $2.1 billion.
So while Escobar was, at times, a Robin Hood father to his kids, the very methods by which he provided for them would eventually cripple the family's freedom and livelihood.
This proved true as the end edged near for Escobar. In 1991, he briefly made a truce with law enforcement by agreeing to turn himself in, as long as he could construct his own prison. He spent a while living it up in the extravagant compound, which was dubbed La Catedral for its amenities. But he tried to flee when the Colombian government ordered his transfer to a conventional prison.
After an exhausting 16 months on the run, Escobar was shot dead in a firefight with police in a neighborhood in Medellin in 1993.
His wife Maria and their children attempted to flee Colombia immediately. After briefly struggling to find a country that would allow them in, Argentina granted them permission to live within its borders under pseudonyms.
Though Escobar's wife Maria and their children would face years of persecution even after his death, the poignant moment from the freezing hideout would stay with them, judging by Juan Pablo's recollection of it as an adult. Perhaps to him and his family, the mystifying gesture was just another demonstration of love from their king.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.